If you have the choice between taking the stairs or the elevator, which one do you pick? As part of our How to Thrive as You Age project, NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on new research showing just how consequential picking the stairs can be.
The NPR headquarters is like a lot of office buildings.
Going up.
Most people enter through the lobby and head straight to the elevator.
Third floor. Newsroom.
We love to hear Susan Stamberg narrate our ride.
Going down.
But breaking the elevator habit could pay off. A new meta-analysis that includes data from hundreds of thousands of people finds a daily habit of climbing stairs is linked to a significantly lower likelihood of death from heart disease and a boost in longevity.
It doesn't surprise me that people who exercise daily by stair climbing would have a benefit in terms of cardiovascular health.
That's Dr. Carlin Long, director of the Center for the Prevention of Heart and Vascular Disease at UC San Francisco. He says exercise is one of the best ways to prevent heart disease, and climbing stairs is a great way to build in short bursts of cardio. So how much is enough?
I think if people are able to achieve 6 to 10 flights of exercise on stairs a day, that would be a good target.
One study found 6 to 10 flights a day lowered the risk of cardiovascular disease by about 20% and lowered the risk of premature death. Long says this may be a good goal to reach towards if you're just starting out.
You have to create behaviors that get you off the couch. It is hard. Behavioral change is hard.
Dr. Manish Parikh is chief of cardiology at New York Presbyterian Brooklyn Methodist Hospital. He says the minute you start climbing, the benefits begin to kick in.
Your heart rate goes up, your breathing rate, respiratory rate goes up, your circulatory status improves, and all of those have positive impacts.
Stair climbing is more intense than walking on a flat surface, and Dr. Tamara Horwich of UCLA Women's Cardiovascular Center says there's another benefit, too.
Climbing stairs can be a wonderful mix of both aerobic exercise and resistance training.
Which is key. About 75% of adults in the U.S. don't get enough. She says if you use a Fitbit or an Apple Watch, these devices can be used to track stair climbing.
So maybe like instead of just looking at steps, you can also look at the number of stairs climbed and try to increase that per day in addition to your steps.
You don't need a gym membership to climb stairs. Many people can do it at home. And to meet the recommended 30 minutes of exercise a day, the time you spend climbing steps counts towards that goal. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Support for NPR health coverage comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 35,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public. And from Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil Pure Z's gummies, designed with melatonin for occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep naturally. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com.